Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Gumbo Yaya. Thank you for joining us tonight. Gumbo Yaya is brought to you by Buku Publishing and Sable Hunter. I'm Debbie Workman, your host, and I'd like to welcome my guest, Buku author June J. Austin and Lisa Kate. Welcome, ladies.
Hi, thank you.
Hi.
Hi, how are you both?
I'm great.
I'm well, thank you.
Great. June, you're in Canada, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. How's the weather over there?
We're actually expecting a blizzard in a few hours. It's been a
Are
long
you
winter.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow. And we're having some rain here in Virginia Beach. How are you doing, Lisa, in sunny California?
Heat wave.
Extreme opposite. June, I'd like to thank you for joining us today. It'll be a pleasure to sit and speak with you. And you have two books with Buku Publishing. You have Saving Chance Gordon and you have Sing Her Home. I'd like to start out and ask you, what inspired you to begin a writing career?
Well, I've always written. I never thought that I could actually publish anything, and of course that sort of dates back several years now before, you know, indie publishing became what it is today, which is a wonderful avenue for people to publish. But it's not that I didn't think I was a good enough writer, it's that I really didn't think I had the patience to send out a manuscript, wait 6 months or whatever the case was. So I've always sort of written for myself, and it just over the last few years I've kind of decided, okay, it's time to start sharing what I've been writing with the world, and it's been a very exciting journey.
Awesome. When did you start writing for yourself, for pleasure?
When I was 3 years old.
Wow, really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Actually, I would dictate to my sister, truth be told.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't actually write. But started off writing songs, and actually the title of my first song, it's kind of embarrassing, but I will admit, it was called My Heart Bleeds for You. I wrote that when I was three.
How awesome is that? Oh, that's cool. Do they still have those song words?
Do I still have the songs?
Uh-huh.
No. But I do remember the title.
That would be cool. That's great.
Well,
can you tell us what inspired you to write Saving Chance Gordon?
I had just written Sing Her Home, and I thought, you know, I thought it wasn't as sad as what people made it out to be. In fact, I kind of thought the end of that story was uplifting, but then people started saying, why did you write such a sad book? And so I went back and reread some parts, and I thought, geez, it really is kind of sad. And I kind of wanted to write something a little bit more uplifting. So I kind of wanted it to be sort of one of those triumph of the human spirit types of reads, and that's kind of what inspired me to write Saving Chance Gordon.
Uh-huh. And Lisa, you've read Chance Gordon, and I know you have a lot that you would like to share with June about that.
Oh, I love that book. I sat down, and normally I don't have time to just sit and read a book, but I was like telling the kids, be quiet, I'm trying to read this book. You know, it gripped me, and I think maybe because I have a cousin that has Down syndrome, I really connected with it. The hero of the book, you know, has Down syndrome, and I really felt for him, and I just felt myself wanting to reach in and just hug this kid that didn't have a voice. And I just think it's one of my top favorite books of all time. It's just amazing. I love that book.
Wow.
Wow.
Thank
That's
you.
That's very complimentary. Wow.
Yes.
Do you have anybody in your life that you based that story on, that somebody that you know with Down syndrome? I was very curious about that.
I actually don't. Mm-hmm. That being said, a lot of what Chance Gordon faced in the story, I think mm-hmm. it's common feelings that we all have. You know, we all want to be loved and accepted. And so growing up, I'm not going to say I had a rough childhood. I won't get into it, but I always mm-hmm. had problems fitting in, and I think I still do sometimes today. And mm-hmm. I think I sort of drew upon, you know, some of the feelings, not necessarily experiences, but some of the feelings that I had mm-hmm. growing up. And it's getting better as an adult, obviously, but, you know, it's still
yeah.
rough.
Yeah, I think we all still grow through that in some way. I mean, we, you know,
oh, yeah.
we want to fit in and be accepted, and it hurts when we're not. But, I mean, the way you wrote his character was just amazing. It touched me. Having a cousin that has it, has Down syndrome, I've seen his struggles, and, you know, that's why I think I connected so well. You were right on a lot of the things you wrote about. So it's
oh,
good.
Really?
Oh, yeah. yeah. Just the struggles, and, you know, just some of the basic things that we take for granted, but they can't voice, or, you know, because it's like autism. Every child is different with the Down syndrome, and I just thought he was such a sweet character and so easy to connect with, and I just hope more people will read that book, because it is absolutely amazing.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for writing it.
June, what about the people around you? How are they accepting or dealing with you to be a published author? I mean, how's that for you? What's the response been?
My mom has been amazing.
Uh-huh.
We weren't that close growing up, but she's been sort of sharing my stories with other family members and really supportive of what I've been doing. And she's been interested and engaged, and she's been asking me, you know, what's next. And she read Saving Chance Gordon, and she really, really loved it as well. So, yeah,
that's
it's been great.
That's great.
Yeah.
Lisa, did you have something?
No, I agree with her mom. It's really great.
Right. June, how do you come up with the titles for your books, Saving Chance Gordon and Sing Her Home?
Actually, I really struggled with Sing Her Home because it's a very complex plot, and I had several titles that I scrapped after a little while, saying, no, that doesn't quite speak to me, that's too long, or that doesn't work. But Saving Chance Gordon, it just came to me naturally, I suppose. I did not struggle at all with that title.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's interesting because when you see the church on the front of the cover, you think, well, is this a religious story? Or,
but
it's,
but I
it's
love
really not.
Cover. I really
yeah,
do.
I do too.
I really like that one a lot. Can you tell
book,
us a little bit?
It hits you.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about Sing Her Home?
Sing Her Home is a paranormal, and it's because I've always been interested in different points of view, and so I wanted to write a book that maybe would be a little bit different. And the main character, Cassidy Newberry, she's got a happy childhood going on, and then a terrible car accident claims the life of her father and one of three of her sisters. And being as such, her mother couldn't quite handle, you know, couldn't work past her grief. So she's separated from her family. And most of the book is written with her from her point of view, and she's in a coma. And basically, she's just trying to find a way back to her family.
Was there a part in the book that maybe was harder for you to write? Or, you know, how did you stay inspired to write that story?
excuse me. I wouldn't say that there's any part that – there were definitely parts that were easier to write, and I found those parts to be the ones where she's kind of speaking from her heart as opposed to, you know, what's going on around her. And I don't know, the story just kind of propelled itself along, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have an author that inspired you when you were growing up or getting into reading and writing?
Is that a question for me?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, actually, my favorite author is Robert McCammon, and he writes mostly horror and that type of thing. I don't know. There's something about the way he writes. But later on in life, I really discovered Mitch Albom, and I love all of his books, my favorite being The Five People You Meet in Heaven. And he really inspires me to sort of reach into the spiritual aspect of our lives and to explore that, expose that for what it is.
That's a great book, too.
Yeah.
What kind of research do you put into your books, Jane?
It depends. I did quite a bit of research for Saving Chance Gordon because I wanted to make sure that when I wrote the book that it would come across as sincere. And I wanted to really get to know what people with Down syndrome face each day. And, you know, and in my research I discovered, you know, it's like Lisa said, that they all have their differences. Not one person. I mean, it's like us. We're all different and we're all the same, and it's really hard to put into words. But people don't want to be known like, you know, I'm just like so and so. More so, celebrate the differences that we have, because differences are a good thing, I think.
Oh,
yeah,
absolutely.
Definitely.
Lisa, I know you had some questions.
On Singer Home, I had a harder time with that one, just because, like you said, there was some things that happened in the book. And for me, I had a friend that grew up in foster care, and I kept wishing that things were going to get better for her. And it was difficult. That book was more difficult for me to read. It was really good. The writing was excellent, but I think it just touched a part of me that I had a friend that, you know, went through a lot in foster care, so I found myself wanting to do, like, fight for her and wanting to defend her in the book, and I was so frustrated because I couldn't, and I was just like, wow, this is killing me right here. This part of this book is just, the people in that part were just so evil. And like I said, it was a wonderful book, excellent writing, but the theme for me was just a little bit harder. Now, Saving Chance Gordon was easy. I mean, it was just a different ending, different type of story. It was, but both books were just excellent. The writing was just excellent. Really enjoy them.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
June, for you, what do you think are good ingredients for a book?
I think, having a character who's relatable, not perfect, obviously, because who really is perfect, except for me. No. someone who's sort of down to earth, and they have to face adversity, they have to face some kind of struggle, and I think the writing has to be really good. I think that you can have these ingredients, but if the writing is not up to par, then the book is not going to be as, you know, as good, obviously. And I've like to think that with each book, I improve as a writer, because that's really my goal. I really want to bring people a story that they're going to want to read and a story that they're going to think is well written.
And you do that very well.
Mm-hmm.
And
You have
a new book coming soon, is that correct?
Yes.
Could you share the title with that and maybe give us just a little peek about what that is going to be about?
Sure. It's called That Thing That Happened to You, and it's really just a collection of short stories with one common theme, in that in each story somebody goes missing. So I'm really excited about it. It's just days away from being sent off to Boku, and each story is very unique, and I think that's what excites me the most. There is one story that sort of became the inspiration for the entire book, because it's actually kind of loosely based in truth. Growing up, there was a boy that I knew that I went to school with who did go missing, and it deeply affected me, as it would deeply affect anybody, especially his own family. But being a young child, I was in elementary school when it happened, it kind of stuck with me because there's never been a resolution or anything. Nobody has ever found him, or I still wonder to this day what happened. I like to think that he's out there, you know, somewhere living a happy life. But,
yeah. Wow. So what genre is that going to fall into?
Basically just YA, NA, fiction.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
When you read for pleasure, what genre do you find yourself going to?
I absolutely love horror.
And do you really?
I would never guess. It is my favorite. And while I would love to write a horror novel, I just don't think I have it in me because I've read so many good books out there of horror. I just don't know if I could do it justice. Like, my favorite author, he writes more than horror, but the majority of his books, I would say, are horror. And he just does such a phenomenal job that I don't know. I just think I'll stick with – I really enjoy writing paranormal and those types of stories. So I think I'll – for now, who knows what the future holds, right? Never say never.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. That's very interesting. I didn't expect that. do you have a favorite horror book?
I do. It's called Swan Song. Again, it's by Robert McCammon, and it's 956 pages of awesomeness.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's a long one, Lisa.
That's really long.
Wow.
Ooh.
Who inspires you, June?
I'd have to say my children. They always inspire me, and I just want to strive to be a better person for them, to be a great example and role model in their life.
Mm-hmm.
That's so great.
That's great. Lisa, mm-hmm. did you have anything else?
No, I just I'm excited to read your new book. I mean, I just think you're a phenomenal writer, and I hope that, you know, more people find out about your books and your writing.
Thank you so much. I'm sorry about Singer Home that it was hard for you.
No, but you know, like I said, it was excellent writing. It was just, it touched, because I had a friend that was heavily abused, it just was a little more difficult. But, you know, it wasn't your fault. It was a great book.
I kind of, like I said, when I first wrote it, I thought the ending was a little bit more, you know, it was a little happier and more fulfilling than what people were saying. You know, I didn't think it was so sad, but when I went back and reread it, I kind of understood where people were coming from, and that's really where the inspiration for Saving Chance Gordon came from. I just didn't want it to be a sad book. I wanted it to be, I wanted to write something a little bit happy.
Yeah, it was amazing. I loved the ending of that book so much.
Actually, there was a twist in the ending that I didn't see coming myself, and those are the greatest ones of all. I won't really, you know, get into it. I would love to, but there's people out there who I hope would like to read it, you know, someday and haven't already, and so I won't.
Oh, yeah, it, that twist was amazing.
That actually
amazing.
Just came, like, kind of last minute. It was, that wasn't exactly how it was supposed to end, but it just, I wish I could say more, but I'll leave it at that.
I'll just say that anybody who hasn't read her, if you haven't read her book, I mean, read her books. They're excellent. They're so good, and you'll just get sucked in, and you won't want to stop until you're finished. That's how good she is.
Awesome.
Thank you. I feel like I should be paying you.
Yeah, when Lisa read that book, she was like, sent me this huge one, and she was like, oh my gosh, Debbie. She was like, you've got to read this book. I mean, she just really loved it, and, you know, immediately, I mean, she was just praising it. She loved it a lot. What is your writing schedule like?
Right now it's not as busy as I would like it to be because I'm in school full-time, and right now I'm on March break, so yay, I get to write lots and consume lots of coffee. And normally, though, while I'm in school full-time, I would say I only have about an hour to 2 hours a day that I can actually sit down and write or self-edit or, you know, plot my next book, because I do have a few books, you know, kind of churning in my mind right now, and kind of one of them is starting to scream, write me, so I suppose I'll have to give in soon to that one. And
are you one of those authors who can write two books at once?
Yes, I have
really?
Three or four on the go right now.
Wow.
I'm always like, how can you do that? You know, if you're over here talking about, you know, Barney and Betty, you know, or whatever, and you're over here and there's Fred and Wilma, I mean, how are you going to get them mixed up or anything? You know, I see Sable do that very often. She'll have three or four going, and I'm like, how do you keep, you know, I think there would be a natural mistake that could occur, that you would accidentally take one scene and put it into another book. I probably would do that.
That could actually make for some very interesting books.
That's true, too. Do you have a favorite place to write?
I like to write in my bedroom. It's cozy, and it has my favorite bookshelf in here. And so, yeah.
Awesome. Do you have anything that you would like to share with the listeners that they may not know about you?
I actually am kind of an introvert, which is not uncommon for writers. So when I meet somebody for the first time, whether it be online or in person, I tend not to say a whole lot of personal stuff. Like, but I'm very nosy about other people. Like, I might say to someone I've just met, you know, tell me something about yourself that nobody else knows, you know, because I'm so nosy. And it's not necessarily that I want to use it in a book. It's just curiosity that I have about people. But I will say I've never had a Big Mac from McDonald's.
Oh, wow. Really? That's pretty
interesting. Okay, I haven't either. Me either.
That's awesome.
Really, Lisa?
Yeah, no, I haven't.
Oh, wow.
I've had other things from there, but not that. I look at it and go, no.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the last burger I had from there, literally I was in grade 3, and I remember because it was my birthday. So I don't eat their burgers either. And I'm not saying anything, you know, the reason why I won't try a Big Mac now is one of two things would happen. Either I would really love it and gain 20 pounds sort of instantly, you know, or I wouldn't like it at all and wonder why I tried it in the first place after all these years. So
I know my son shows me videos about what happens to the burgers when you leave them sitting for days. I'm like, oh no!
Oh yeah!
Oh really?
Yeah.
Yes, I've seen that. What was it, like 20 years they had that burger and it was the same or something like that? I was like,
yeah,
oh,
it
my
never
God.
Changed.
Oh wow! Now that's a horror novel waiting to be written.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, find that on YouTube. June, what song best describes your writing style?
What song?
Yeah.
I would have to say it's a song by Billy Joel, and it's called Honesty.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I know that.
Now, don't quote me word for word. That song does take us to places that don't apply, but, you know, I try to just be honest in what I'm writing. Yeah.
And what was the last book you read?
I'm reading 3 or 4 right now, so that probably doesn't count. The last book I read.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I like to read lots of different books at the same time, unless it's by my favorite author, and then I just reserve, you know, a space of time depending on the length of the book, maybe a week where I just read him. But I think the last book I read was The First Phone Call from Heaven by Mitch Albom.
Oh, wow. I didn't even hear about that one. I'm behind.
Oh, it's wonderful. And I said...
That's a great title.
It is. Mm-hmm. And as I was reading the book, I said to myself, there's only one way that this book can end for me where I won't be upset or throwing the book against the wall or whatever. And it ended that way. So I wasn't upset and I wasn't... I was like, yeah, that's a perfect ending.
Wow.
What is something or someone who always makes you laugh?
I have a friend. He's so funny. He's just so naturally funny. And it doesn't matter what kind of mood I'm in, he can always make me laugh. It's just, it's sometimes it's the way he says things, or sometimes it's what he says, but he's just one of those natural comedians, I suppose.
Oh, that's great.
Do you watch TV at all?
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't watch much TV, but my favorite show is The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
I have not seen that yet.
It's so addictive.
Yes.
It's so good.
I'm the last person.
My son keeps telling me based on the comic book. Yeah. Just all these
you
things
know,
that happen.
About,
I'm like, don't tell me.
I heard about the Black Dagger Brotherhood for years and years. Everybody's like, oh, it's so good. And I didn't get it. And then finally I started reading it, and I'm like, oh, this is what I've been missing.
Yeah.
June, would you like to share your media links with us so the listeners can know where to find you?
Sure. I do have a website. It's a Wix website. Now, just let me bring it up because my laptop shut down here. And that would be junejaustin.wix.com and then /junejaustinbooks. And for my Twitter handle, I have @junejaustinbook, of course, because it can only be so long. But that was the one that I felt appropriate. I'm also on Facebook, just under June J. Austin Author, so easy enough to find there.
Okay, great. I'm trying to make sure we got all your information. And all your books can be found on Amazon. And as you said, you have a new release coming soon, so we'll be looking for that.
Yes,
and
I'm excited. Nervous, too, because I found out that writing short stories, well, it sounds like, you know, it might be easier than writing a novel. It's not necessarily the case. And what makes me nervous about the book is that there's such a variety of stories. Unlike, say, for example, Saving Chance Gordon, either you're going to like the story or you're not. In the collection of short stories, there might be two that you really like and two that you love and then one that you absolutely hate. And if it's the one that you absolutely hate that sticks with you, then you're going to say the book is rubbish or something. I hope that nobody hates any of the stories. I mean, I've worked very hard on all the stories, and there's a few that didn't make the cut that I decided to scrap because I didn't think they were good enough. And like I said earlier, with each book, I want to make sure that the writing is better. And so it was hard to yank the stories kind of last minute, but I thought, well, this isn't about length. It's more, you know, it's more about the quality than the quantity. So,
Yeah. June, what has been the most interesting comment that you've gotten from a reader?
There's one that sticks with me, and I don't know if I could say it word for word, but and really more than one person has said it to me, perhaps just using different words, but Lisa, you said you just wanted to reach inside and give Chance Gordon a hug.
Yeah.
And I think that's sort of what sticks with me the most is that comment because, you know, it's one thing for somebody to say, oh, it was a great story, loved it, setting was great, characters were great. You know, you could say that about many books, but to actually come out and say something like that, that actually really touched me.
Awesome.
That tells a lot about your writing, though, because that you made that me feel those emotions so strongly that I really did. I just wanted to reach in there and grab that boy and hug him.
June, I want to thank you so much for coming in and chatting with us this week. I've really enjoyed it. Lisa, it's always a blast with you. Before we close out, I'd like to say that Buku Publishing can be found at facebook.com/BukuLLC. We also have one book on sale this week for 99 cents. That's Linda Cavella's The Castle Blues Quake, The Ghost Whisperer, Book 1. You can find that on Amazon. Thank you all so much for being here, and you have and you both have a great week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.